Good morning, Andrew Kilmartin with your 3BA local news update. But policing ranks are being bolstered again. The region has fared well in the state government's recent police boost, with an additional 27 police officers set to be added to the Ballarat and Moorabool region. The new state government has shed 350 new police officers across Victoria. Deputy Commissioner Lucinda Nolan said that this is about providing police numbers where they're most needed, whether that's in order to tackle statewide priorities that Victoria Police has identified, such as serious organised crime and road safety, or local crimes impacting on individuals and communities like family violence and property damage. A Wallace man whose son's organs were donated after his death has been appointed to the National Organ and Tissue Authority Advisory Council. Ballarat MP Catherine King, in her role as Parliamentary Secretary for Health, announced the new appointments to the Advisory Council. Among the new appointments was Wallace man Joe Sickle, whose son Ethan was killed last year after being hit by a train after his organs were donated afterwards. John will now use that experience in an effort to boost donor rates across the nation. The Victorian Electoral Commission is reminding people across Ballarat that they must be enrolled to vote by Friday for the local council elections. All local councils across the region will be holding postal elections throughout the month of October. Acting Electoral Commissioner Liz Williams says local residents also need to make sure that their address is up to date before the 4pm deadline on Friday.
Local council elections are being held right across the region throughout October, with all councils in regional Victoria conducting postal elections. So with that in mind, it's really important that all eligible residents make sure they're enrolled to vote and that their enrolment details are up to date by the deadline, which is 4 o'clock this Friday. So if you're unsure if your address is up to date, you can check online at vec.vic.gov.au.
Young minds across Ballarat will be honing their reading, writing and maths skills this week as part of Literacy and Numeracy Week. City of Ballarat is overseeing a number of events for the week, focusing on the various roles that make up our neighbourhood. Roles such as firefighters, doctors, police are all being looked at as part of the makeup of the local neighbourhood. Ballarat MP Catherine King will kick off the week with a reading to local students at the Ballarat Library.
3BA Sport, thanks to the new look Rebel Sports, Grenville Street, open 7 days.
To the VFL, North Ballarat has narrowly missed the finals but finished the year off on a winning note. The Roosters had a big victory, upsetting reigning premiers Port Melbourne at Eureka Stadium on Saturday. It was a tight finish, with the Roosters triumphing by 1 point. The win leaves the Roosters missing out on finals by a percentage after Bendigo Gold defeated Box Hill on Friday night to snub out any finals hopes for North Ballarat. Week one of finals actions in the Central Highland Football League provided some interesting results. Creswick's return to finals was ended quickly at the hands of Warbra, with the Roos winning that game. Daylesford scored the week off with a controversial denied goal on the final siren, giving them a 4-point victory against Hepburn. Newland bounced back into form easily, accounting for Springbank by 27 points, and Bunnyong scored the week off with a regulation 53-point win over Bungaree. I'm Andrew Kilmartin, that's the latest in 3BA local news.